baby.
New baby girl. How's his mom and daughter are doing great.
How does it affect what you do with him? Is he
going? Well, we're going, he's coming. Okay. And we'll see how his night and his day were today and make a decision after that on what we're doing with our goal in this weekend, but we're going to talk to him first.
Going on the road, it seems like a lot of these games you run into some kind of calls or something that's going on, whether it's Boston and Jersey or the team looking for their first win. Does it seem that way to you, too?
It seems like early on everybody's got a fight in their own hands, and we seem to roll into town on it. But we've got our own, so we should be equally as desperate as anybody we face now.
Now you're facing a team that's lost a couple of games. Their coach is mad.
Everybody's grumpy, so it's even. Right? We're not feeling too good here either.
Some of the big challenges Philly brings, at least as far as what you want to do offensively, how big they are on the blue line.
A big back end, so there's not going to be a lot of Deacon guys one-on-one or cycle zone time, so you got to take your shots off the rush when you got them. That's your best chance to get to the net, and then you got to use the whole width and depth of the offensive zone to move the puck around quick. And then they've got the drive down the middle with their two big centermen, and you know they've got a good team, so they've got good strength down the middle.
How big is the neutral zone in this game against a team like that? Like you mentioned, you got to generate speed and then take theirs away.
Because I think end zone time will be the difference in the game. Their offensive unit is too good to let them spend too much time in your end. And we're going to need more time to manufacture things in their end. If you're turning pucks over or you're not stopping the rush, you got a real problem. The odd man rushes are going to be very, very dangerous against. And clearly not moving the puck quickly to generate a forecheck is dangerous. So that freeway, as we like to call it, we got to be going in the right direction.
What are some of the things they do on the PK? I mean, last year they have all the shorthanded goals, and they're trying to get that going again this year.
You know, it's interesting. You wonder where that comes from. Every organization has its own theories and thoughts. But you go back when Philly played Toronto in the playoffs a bunch of years back, they really dominated the game. The one part of the game where they got hurt is McGillney and Sundin killing penalties would try them every time. And they scored goals and got chances, and it really can affect the confidence of your team when they're as dangerous as you are when you're on a power play. And I think they've taken that. It's a real problem because they try you 2-on-2, and if you don't have guys coming back and you don't feel like you should have to come back and check that hard and play in your own end, but if you don't, they're going to rip you. So it's a real kind of it's as much of an emotional battle when that happens as anything else.
If Chip brought it up, I'm sorry, but you like these 1 o'clock games, or would you rather play at night?
I don't mind them. I don't mind them because you just get up and go. On the road, I love them. At home, maybe not as much, but on the road, you love them.
Do you like kind of slipping into town where you're not the main show, kind of maybe slip in there?
Well, we'd like to be the main show rolling into town. We're just not yet, so
yeah,
we're working toward it.
There's a lot going on across the street. Maybe a lot of attention will be over there.
Yeah, most of the TV in the boxes won't be watching replays of the game. Yeah, you're right. It's not a bad way to go. We're going in undercover.
All right. Okay, thanks. Okay, guys.